Our scripture reading this morning is 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed.
Amen. And Lord, we do pray for Sarah, God, that you would continue to work a healing in her body, God. And we pray for those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would bless them and they know that they are in our hearts, in our minds. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today, I wanted to talk just for a couple minutes on the topic, we are blessed. And how did I come to that topic? Well, I was thinking about when I was writing up, the question from the minister's council was, how do you show Jesus love at Broadway Christian Church? And I started to kind of make a list. Can you all hear me? I can see you. Okay. Better? All right. So I started to make a list of all of the things since I've been here that I saw Broadway Christian doing that shows Jesus love. And I started to just kind of look and I'm like, oh my God, we are so blessed. We are so blessed. And so that's where I got the title from. We are blessed. And then Lori got the song, Count Your Blessings One by One. But we are truly blessed because we are able to give. That's why I picked that song. They'll know we're Christians by our love, by the love that we show to our community, by the love that you show to each other. Is amazing to me. And they told me, you know, that's not at every church. I said, well, I am so blessed. I'm at a church that shows that love. And so, because they were like, come down. You're just too hyped about this Broadway Christian church. I said, they show me love and they show everybody love. And they said, it's not like that at every church, but come on in and join us. But anyway, so that's what I want to talk about today, just for a few minutes. I promise I'll speed it up a little bit, but I won't talk fast. I'll just speed it up. I just want you to get these scriptures. But that's where I'm coming from, in that it's such a blessing to give. You know, it is such a blessing. Have you ever given something, whether it's your time or actually something, a gift or something, and then you just felt really good? You just felt like, oh. Because that's the joy of giving. That joy, it's such a blessing. And when you give, you're blessed. And so that's where I come from when I say we are blessed. My first scripture says, let's see, it's 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So if you give a little, you're going to get back a little. And whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And that's what we are here at Broadway Christian. He's saying, give, give, and he's going to give it back to you. But he wants you to give it cheerfully, not like, oh, I got to give this week. I've got to pay my, you know, whatever, my offerings I have to do, you know, not reluctantly, but cheerfully. And it made me think of, our substitute Santa time, when you bring and there's toys all along and the joy that you feel when you walk into the fellowship hall and see all of that. He said he loves a cheerful giver. And when you give like that, we're all so joyful. We're all so joyful. And did you see all of the mittens? And did you see all? Everyone comes in and we're so joyful because he loves a cheerful giver. And when you give, he gives it back to you. He gives it back to you in joy. He gives it back to you in things sometimes also, in love, whatever it is. When you give, he gives it back to you. So it's important that we remain givers, cheerful givers. You know, we're blessed. We are blessed because we are givers. So my next scripture says, and this is all, my scriptures truly today are just backing up the fact that you're blessed when you give. So if it seems like it's just that we're blessed when we give. Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. When you bless someone, even if you're giving just a kind word, it comes back to you. You're refreshed. When you lift someone, have you ever done that? And then wonder, wow, I feel so much better. You cheer someone up and then you walk away from the situation. You're like, well, gosh, I cheered myself up too. I feel good too. It's because when you refresh someone, when you bless someone, you're blessed. It comes right back. It's just that what's that thing called that comes right back to you? You throw it out and it comes back. There it is. Like, I cannot think of the word. It's like a boomerang. When you give, it comes back to you, joyful. And that's my next scripture. I believe, yep. Luke 6:38. Love this scripture because it says, give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will it be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. When you give it out, it comes right back to you. There's no shame in giving. It's such a joy. Truly, there's a joy when you're a giver. And that's what I feel here at Broadway Christian. So I'm truly just celebrating you all today. When I was reading it, and then when I was talking to the committee, I just kept thinking, they are a cool bunch. They are really cool because you are such good givers. In every way, you give of your heart, the way you all care for me and then for each other, it's just amazing. It's God. They'll know we're Christians by the love that we give, by the love that we show for each other. And it's just, you don't have to show love. You don't. You can just come in, hear the word and go home and not take a part or anything, but you all give that love that you give. And I mean, it actually is very special. It's special to me. I've been in church my whole life. And you see it sometimes, but not always. So it's a special gift, I feel like. And even just looking through, I've been really looking through your history because we're getting ready for the 100, through the history of Broadway Christian. And I've just been seeing the love that was through the years that I truly believe the church was founded on that. I don't know who founded the church, you know, per se. I saw the names, but don't know them. But I can feel it when I walk in. I can feel it. And when I went to, I think it was Maxine Meather's funeral, someone came and she said, I went to Broadway Christian. So this would have been years ago, many, many years ago. And she said, God, they had so much love. So much love was there. And so, and everywhere I go and I meet people, and I meet a lot of people who went to Broadway Christian through the years, and I meet, and they're like, I used to go to that church. That's what they tell me. So we're founded on that. Why? You give, it comes back to you. You're blessed. We are blessed. That's our title. We are blessed because of that, because we give. You have that heart to give. When I go see Joanne McDaniel, when I go see her, the first thing she tells me is, I'm so blessed. She'll sit there and we'll talk a little bit and then she'll go, but I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. And she just had that spirit about her. And then when she started to tell me all of the things that she did here when she went to church, when she was able to come, I'm like, well, that's why you're so blessed. You are such a giver. And she said, I worked in the kitchen and I did this with the women it just blesses my soul. And she just knows it. And it's so sweet. It's so sweet when I sit and talk to her and she just says, I'm so blessed. And that's what I want you all to just know. We are blessed. It's so very simple. But I hope it encourages your heart to know you're doing God's will. They'll know you're a Christian by the love that you show, not just to me, but to each other and then to the community. So last scripture. And this is how I ended. It's so funny. I didn't think about it until I was going over my notes again to prepare for today. But this is kind of how I ended my interview. And it's 1 John 3:16 through 19. It says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Love in action. That's what Broadway Christian is. That's how I ended it. And I didn't think about it until I read the scripture again. I'm like, well, I didn't get it from the scripture. I got that from God. He told me what to write. And that's what it was exactly. This church is love in action. And that should always be our goal, to be love in action. We're showing God's love to our community. We show it to each other, I'm sure to your families, to me, which is awesome for me. I love it. Keep it up. Keep on giving it to me. I thank you. I will receive it every time. But we are love in action. So if I would have named it a little later, I probably would have changed the name to love in action. But we are blessed because we show and we are an example of love in action. Amen. Amen. I'm going to end it right there because I could keep talking, but I promised. And it was probably 10 minutes, but thank you all for staying here with me. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for love in action. We thank you that we get the opportunity to show this community love. We get the opportunity to show each other love. God, we thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you and we give you all of the praise, the honor and the glory because you're such an amazing God, because your love lives in us, because your love fills this church. We give you, God, all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory for who you are, for who you are in us. We thank you today, God. And we just pray again for all of those on the prayer list, God, that you would touch and reach each one person by person, face by face, God. Meet them at their very point of need. We thank you for safe travels. We thank you for healing mercies. We thank you, God, for deliverance and peace. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.